Kenzo at Sushi in Japan. The year 2013. The Lord touched me to go to Japan. I took the plane, and I went to the country where my parents were born. I arrived in Tokyo and started to do the work there. In a vision at night, the Lord showed me an army of Eastern soldiers. Japan false religions. I asked the Lord what this means. The Lord answered me, I will prepare a great missionary army in that country in the future. Satan has built many fortresses through religions. Demons have prevented the gospel from penetrating Asia. There are many persecutions in that country. Many religions operate in this place. The demons have built spiritual strongholds of a hindrance so that the gospel does not enter. Asia has been their nest, where the gospel does not grow and spread. I will raise my army to destroy fortresses. I said, why Japan? What is special about this country? The Lord said, Japan is a strategic country and open to my word. This country is the door that will open to evangelize Asia. I will raise this nation to win the East. I have lost many souls from the East for not having entered the gospel. This Asian continent is the part where Satan wins the most souls. I will dethrone the principalities of that place. The night I went to a church service, Pastor Katsumo saw me, and he liked me. He gave me a chance to preach and minister. As I ascended the pulpit, I saw angels measuring people with their cords. The Holy Spirit told me that the angels are taking measurements to reform these vessels. New temples of flesh will be built in this place for me to dwell in. Upon receiving this revelation, I went back to the church saying that the Lord is going to rebuild vessels, arranging for his use. God's power will operate in that place. The church people rejoiced. The pastor scheduled a day for me to go to minister. He said that I am anointed of God. He said when I stepped my feet there, he felt the power of God in my words, and when he touched my hands, he felt an electric current flow through his body. I was called to minister in another church. When I arrived there, before I ministered, I prayed that the Holy Spirit would direct me in the preaching. I always do this before ministering. Angels of purification. At the end of the prayer, I saw angels descending through the ceiling of the church. Lately, in my preaching, the angels have worked hard among the people. They have helped my ministry in wherever I go. I have the Holy Spirit that is with me, and I see angels descending from heaven to the church. I saw angels with burning tongues. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that many tongues were being purified in that place. I saw angels using their tongues to touch the hearts of the people. The Holy Spirit revealed that it was cleansing the hearts full of sinful desires. I saw angels touching on the people's foreheads. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that he was cleansing minds full of immorality and was preparing the people. I remembered the words of Jesus, who will raise up a missionary army to win the East. The work of the restoration of the Japanese churches is already beginning. Soon their soldiers will be ready to destroy strongholds of darkness that impede the growth of the gospel in Asia. I finished the ministry and I spoke about the restoration that God will make in that church. Angels of surgery. I made the closing prayer in that place. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that the angels cannot purify some people, for their minds and hearts were hardened. The Holy Spirit said, it is necessary to have new hearts after God's heart and a new mind equal to Jesus. Have everyone stand in front of the altar and pray for them. I have seen that some people have not had their hearts and minds purified, with the stubborn ones going beyond the limits, where their hearts are so filthy that they are worthless to God. The only solution would be a spiritual transplant. The people stood in a row. I prayed for everyone there. Many Christian people were falling to the ground, fainting. I saw angels touching each person and they passed out. Not all fell, only those who needed a new transplant. Those touched by the angels were slain in the spirit, they seemed to be anesthetized. Those who had their hearts, minds, and visions were not touched by the angels. I saw those people that fell to the ground receiving special treatment. I saw angels doing spiritual surgeries in each brother there. Angels taking blackened hearts and other angels putting new hearts in the breasts of people. The Lord gave a heart according to his, putting a heart of flesh, drawing black hearts and stones away. They took away the blackened brains and put new brains, giving aspects of the mind of Jesus, and those old brains and old hearts the angels put on a tray and took them away. When the angels finished their works, the workers took those fallen people. They felt their heads hurt and the others felt pain in the chest. I said that they had undergone a spiritual surgery performed by the angels, and that those pains will pass. Therefore, those were the effects of the spiritual surgeries, and that those pains were signs of God that accomplished great work in each life that night. Recording angels. I went to the dormitory, where I rented and prayed to God. In a vision he showed me in churches of different denominations, I saw every angel writing down what was being spoken there. Every church has an angel that records everything we say in the name of God. to be part of a group of ministers who stand at the altar. Every minister who spoke in the pulpit, an angel wrote everything down what they said. Pastors, evangelists, and missionaries, watch what you preach. All this will be used as evidence for condemnation of the apostate and all those who preach heresies. Churches of prosperity, that preach the gospel with business concepts, woe to you, if you do not change your preaching. There is an angel on the altar who records all this. Satanist businessmen. The angel of the Lord appeared to me after those visions. He took my hand and pulled my spirit. The angel said, I will take you into the evil factories and reveal to you those businessmen that are Satanists. They are puppets of devils and do everything they want in return for the perishable treasures of the earth. The angel took my spirit where the businessmen of the factory are. I saw a businessman who owns a factory of lipsticks and makeup. He is Satanist who sold his soul to the devil. His factory is the one that sold the most in that region. I saw a demon appearing to him and saying, I gave you the factory. I left you rich for you to produce my accessories, do a ritual to tie the people in my products. You will sell more when you make that sacrifice for me. Cosmetics. I saw that Satan is getting a lipstick and other makeup kits inside a sacrificial house and performing a macabre ritual of blood. When a Christian woman applied that lipstick from that Satanist factory on her lips, a seductive spirit entered into her body. Her behavior changed. This Christian woman began to seduce men. High heel shoes. I saw a businessman in the high heels factory. He was happy for his large-scale production of high heels. The more his factory produced, the more he was enriched. His countenance changed. It was no longer of him, but of a possessed person. I saw how much Satan wants to shape the world according to the model of sin. The angel took me to a church where the sisters used those heels. I saw a serpent coiled on her ankles. Each sister's walk inside the church with those heels brought lust in the eyes and hearts of many brothers. I saw married sisters seducing married brothers through their sensuality. Many brothers left their wives who dress like a holy woman and traded them for evangelical whores. I saw young men committing adultery in their heads, coveting the married sisters who were the church whores. Cigarettes. The angel took me to a cigarette factory. The owner was involved with Satanism. I saw a demon talking, keep producing my cigarettes. Cigarettes have killed a lot of people with cancer, and their souls have become mine. Liquor. The angel took me to the liquor factory. The owner of this factory dabbled in black magic. The devil spoke to him saying, your factory has addicted many to alcohol. It has destroyed families. Many souls are already in hell because of it. The angel said, warn Christians not to open cigarette stores or drinks to finance these factories of these Satanists. The Christian who buys these things cooperate with them for the destruction of families and their deaths. Satan used man to make up cigarettes to destroy the temple that was meant for the Holy Spirit. The drink and the drugs, all the Christians who market these things are complicit in alliances with the agents of the devil. Robes. The angel took me into a very large congregation that was filled with people. The angel said, look at the garments of each of them. I looked and saw that 95% of the brothers were stained in their robes. The angel said, this congregation will call you to minister. Tell these people that it is necessary to wash the garments in the blood of the Lamb so that they remain as white as snow. To enter the kingdom it is necessary to be clean. Without the spiritual washing of the garments, the people are stepping on Jesus's path. They do not want to give up their sins, making wide the narrow way. Clothing. I saw entrepreneurs of women's clothing companies making covenants on Satanist altars, offering their clothes in this altar to sell in the four corners of the world. The demon responsible for this covenant appeared and asked their souls in return. The conditions that the devil offered for sales to succeed was to produce sensual clothing at large scale for success. They are not going to produce decent and respectable clothes nor long clothes that cover the women's body. The types of clothes that they produce will be revealing and seductive. Those businessmen accepted the terms of the devil, all for an earthly success and temporary things that they themselves will leave behind on earth when they die. They sold their souls that have so much value for Christ, sold for something that is fleeting and not eternal. The clothes became excessively successful because of the covenants. I discovered how much Satan can corrupt a society and stain a whole world culture. This has been growing on a large scale and has entered the womb of the church. The angel told me, tell the people of God to watch over their souls. Do not just alert your ministry, alert the churches where you enter by the soles of your feet, alert all the churches of the world where your feet enter not, your voice will arrive in places where you have not stepped. Record everything that you see, everything that is being revealed. Do not shut up, you were raised as a world watchman. You are the spokesman of God. That is your mission, to awaken a dormant people, your duty to do the work, your destiny is to carry the message of God. Satan wants to destroy sound doctrine, he has blinded many. How many shepherds no longer speak of holiness? How many churches have abandoned true doctrine and no longer make a covenant with God? You were raised to bring doctrine back to earth, revive holiness and make all people repent, and make a covenant for salvation. Ministry. All those who left their ministry at the time of their difficulty will return, those who have turned their backs at the moment they were needed in difficult times. The men whom you confided to help them in the ministry and left will return to their ministry. All who repent from his heart will be received as a prodigal son. Write down these revelations and tell them all the churches. Do not forsake the faith, be true believers. Those who do not walk on the holy word will be struck by inflamed darts. The angel brought my spirit into my body. On my return I bent my knee, Jesus appeared to me. I could not look very much at his face, because of the radiance. I could not stand, because of his presence. I fell to my knees with my face on the ground. Demonic attacks on churches. Jesus said, I will reveal to you what is happening in the churches, listen and tell mankind. Jesus took my hands and stood me and said, Satan will confront all those who are weak. Against the true believer, he flees because he cannot resist the truth. Jesus showed me in a vision Satan attacking the churches in cowardice. When he could not defeat that congregation, he used social networks to defame that congregation by using weak church members. That congregation was attacked, and the scandal mark stayed in that church. Satan used his evil darts and left his marks, but that congregation, while being defamed, was prepared to defend against those attacks. Satan and his demons could not overthrow that church. There they were all spiritually armed and walking in the spirit. I saw devils causing divisions within other churches. These demons chose the weakest and most carnal ones, throwing evil darts in their minds and their hearts. The weaker believers were manipulated by the evil forces to overthrow the stronger believers. The carnal believers were used to make spiritual believers out of their congregations. Without these spiritual believers, the church did not grow and became an easy target for deception. The demon's plan was to draw those brothers through the weakest. Any church that has spiritual believers, every evil work in those churches was unmasked and revealed to me. I have seen devils working within churches that opened their doors wide to them, and many of their pastors were underestimating the strength and trickiness of the demons. I saw devils tearing down great men of God and dragging them into the world. Their goal is to overthrow the most spiritual. In my travels to hell, I see the number of evangelicals is increasing in hell. This is not a joke. The situation is serious, everything is proof of the great work of demons. They do not play in service and have fulfilled their missions. So pray and watch, and ask Jesus for strength. Walking in the churches, I have had terrible visions. I saw demons coming into the bodies of the weaker believers to persecute the spiritually strongest. I say to you who walk in truth, be prepared for the insults and slander of the brethren who walk after the flesh. I have seen devils sending their ministers to preach within the churches, sowing heresies and lies. Watch over pastors whom you call to minister in your ministries. I saw demons within serious churches causing many to rebel against the shepherd, causing divisions within the church, putting the shepherds into difficulties. Fear. I saw visions of believers in fear of demons, fear of witches and warlocks. These brothers, despite fear, were armed with spiritual tools. The Lord told me that these brethren could subdue the demons with their authority. They did not recognize the size of their firearms. The Lord has revealed to me that Satan is cast down from heaven, has been demoted, and has lost his morals, become inferior to the least living being on earth. We must not have demons. I saw in another vision believers who were burned out of the fire of God. They were pillars of their churches, and the base of the ministry, many weak brethren spiritually depended upon their shoulders to carry, and through them, God raised an army of Christian soldiers. These men received authority from God and raised up the weak brethren. The fallen will rise from the ashes for spiritual warfare. I said to the Lord upon seeing this vision. He replied, they are the spiritual pillars of my ministry. They are responsible for my work, endure trials and are humbled by my holy word, but still have a firm stance. They have not murmured, nor bowed their heads. They are revived. That flame that is in their life the devil cannot take from them, no matter how heavy his cross is. They continue and the wind blows and they do not fall. They continue to the end. They will be pillars of the temple of my God. Angels. Jesus gave me the revelations and disappeared, and the light of my room disappeared. The angel came down to me and said I had a mission. I had to lie down on the ground for my spirit to leave. The angel of God went up with me to heaven through a ladder. We walked on it until entering the door of heaven. The angel said, remember the ladder that Jacob saw? This is the heavenly ladder. We entered heaven. We began to walk in paradise. The angel showed me a great white temple that shone. We went to the door of this temple. With a gaze from afar, I saw the angel at the altar with a golden goblet next to a man who was sitting on the throne, whose face I could not see, only from his waist down. I asked, "What angel is he that is on the altar of God the Father?" The angel said to me, "It is the angel priest. He deposits the prayers of the saints that are on the earth. At the right time, these prayers will be answered." In front of the angel priest, I saw a group of angels around the altar. I asked, "Who are these angels who guard the altar?" The angel said, "They are cherubim, guardians of the holy altar." I looked upon the throne. I saw angels standing and floating around the throne praising God. I asked the angel, "Who are these?" The angel said, "These are the seraphim." The angel and I began to walk within the temple, with little distance from the front of the altar. I saw the 24 men with white hair. Their robes look like priests. The angel said, "It is the 24 elders who praise God." I saw four angels, half men and half animals. They praised God. The angel said, "These four angels are special. Their appearances symbolize the qualities of Jesus. They are the four living beings that John saw when he was on the island of Patmos." The angel took me in a part of the temple over a compartment resembling a cupboard. I saw the seven bowls of God's will standing in that chamber. The bowls are golden and giants. On the other side, I saw the golden trumpets. The angel said, "They are waiting for the angels to use. These trumpets and bowls have never been used." The angel said, "Satan is furious with your ministry. The Lord will send an angel to escort you to the earth. He will aid your ministry." The angel said, "You will need a lot of strength to finish your ministry on earth. Satan will use all his intelligence and all the strategies of spiritual warfare to overthrow the true churches. Kenzo, you do not know when he will attack. Jesus knows when he will attack and will guide you and reveal the evil strategies. He will lay a trap to overthrow you, but the light of the Holy Spirit will be with you. He will light all the armed snares of the dark and break all ties against you. Blind shepherds will fall into the net of Satan. They will not perceive the snares and fall into them." The angel took me to the water of life, and with a cup, took some of that crystal clear water and gave me to drink. The angel said, "Drink of this water and your strength will be renewed. Your soul will never thirst." I drank from that water. I felt a freshness in my mouth, and it was refreshing to my soul. The angel gave me a loaf to eat and said, "This is the manna that fell from heaven for the people of Israel to eat." The angel brought me a big scroll and said, "This is the scroll of revelations hidden for the last days. Eat this scroll. All this is strengthening of your ministry for your own growth will be more used in word, revelations, and prophecies." I ate that scroll and felt the same feeling of John when chewing seemed honeycomb in the mouth, but my belly turned sour. So I went to the angel and asked him to give me the little scroll. He said to me, "Take it and eat it. It will turn your stomach sour, but in your mouth, it will be as sweet as honey." I took the little scroll from the angel's hand and ate it. It tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth, but when I had eaten it, my stomach turned sour. Then I was told, "You must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings." Revelation 10:9-11. I reported my testimony to all the churches I passed. My mission in Japan is over. I got the bus to get back to where I was staying. This bus hit a truck. I just remember that my sight darkened. When I woke up, I was without any scratches. The firemen came to remove those dirty bodies of blood. I learned that many people died in this accident. The firemen were amazed to see me whole without any scratches. The survivors were seriously injured. No one was sane to talk to the firefighters. I did not go to the ambulance or to the hospital. They asked if I was feeling well. I answered that I was good without pain. I remembered that the angel said that the Lord would send an auxiliary angel to support me on this great mission. I have a guardian angel and now an auxiliary. I'm sure I was protected by them in this accident. I lost my Bible in the accident. A firefighter found it squeezed inside the wreckage of the bus. The fireman found the Bible open to Psalm 68:20. He was impressed when he read the passage that said, "Our God is the God who saves us. With him is the deliverance from death." The firefighter cried and gave me the open Bible. I understood that God saved me from death. Strife. I had a vision. I saw a traditional believer debating with a Pentecostal believer about the Bible. They talked about the biblical doctrines, and they did not understand. Through this discussion, they hated each other and became enemies. They were both hurt by this debate, and a demon sat among them laughing and clapping. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that the contention about the gospel is of Satan, that breeds enmity among the brethren. All these things lead to hell. I took the bus and returned to where I was staying. I got my bag, and I went to the airport. I was missing my wife and my son, also my church. I went back to my country. I close this testimony by saying a prayer. Lord Jesus, at this moment I ask you to restore your church, restore the lost essence in the first love that is gone, restore the wounded hearts, restore each church, restore every ministry that was damaged by the evil deed, restore the lives that are in captivity back to you, restore this nation that is cold in faith, restore those vessels that were used in your house and today are fallen and cracked, no longer fit for your home. The Lord is the potter who builds and rebuilds, lives by restoration. I prophesy about this people's restoration in the name of Jesus. Source: Evangelist Joseph N., Mission of Nations Church, DEFESADAFE 2017.blogspot.com.